Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a new podcast episode. And this time I'm back again with the lovely Dr. Christy Ennis. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Everything is good. I hope you too.
Yes. Thank you.
That's perfect. So let's immediately jump on our most important topic now, your competition, the cover competition. Tell us something about that.
Okay. I'm actually really excited about that. I had the opportunity to submit some photos and some questions and essays for a magazine called Muscle and Fitness Hers. And it's basically a contest right now based on voting for who will be on this cover for this magazine. And I am so excited about it because obviously I love what I do as a physical therapist and a trainer, but I've had so many difficulties and challenges in my life that I think women can relate to. And I think it's really important for people to see that you can actually get through some of this stuff with the right support and live your best and most empowered life. So that's obviously, you can tell I'm really excited about, about the opportunity.
Yeah, I guess. But to be honest, that's also really cool. I think who would not be excited, a man or woman, doesn't matter. I think everybody would be happy. And the money you can win is not the biggest thing about that. It's just being on the cover, being there and helping people, and people can look up to you because that will, of course, also boost you a little bit and your brand.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That will be definitely amazing. So how is that going? Tell the people what they can do, how they can support you, because the voting system is different. It's a little bit weird. It's not just once a day you can vote. I think it's several times a day, right?
Yeah, well, so it is a little bit different. You're right. You absolutely can vote once every 24 hours from now until July 30th. But they are offering, if you make a donation to their charity, which is Homes for Wounded Warriors, then you actually can purchase additional votes each day.
Okay, so what does that mean exactly? That means you send some money there, you help them. How many times can you vote then? Two times or multiple times? Because that's important to know. For example, if you donate and then somebody can vote 10 times, you know?
Right. No. So it's actually, they do it by the number of votes you want to technically purchase, you know, whether it's 100 votes or 20 votes or 10 votes. And I believe each bracket of voting is a different donation fee.
Okay. Understand. But it's not like a cheat code. It's like, so people still, even if you donate, they have to vote. So it's not like they can buy the votes, because that would be very, very weird.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
So just to be clear for the people out there, and then they can support you if they donate to their site. It's all just on misshealthandfitness.com, right? And then there are also the rules where they can donate if possible.
Yes. And again, donation obviously required. So.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good. It's just for the people. I know probably some people who are really crazy into fitness. They want to try that. But I think like this. You are very good. You're so athletic. You look fantastic. You look gorgeous. And you're one of the best athletes. And plus on top, your physical therapist, a doctor. So I think you have high chances to win against other women, unless it's a crazy fitness woman who has like a million subscribers on YouTube. But to be honest, I don't think that they need that. So for all the people out there listening, after we end our podcast, I will definitely put it in the description, the site, the link, and then you can click there and vote every day, share it to your friends, show it in the story, show some love, and I'm pretty sure you will be definitely happy then.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So that's basically what the people need to know about that fitness cover competition. Anything else they should know about that?
No, I think that pretty much sums it up. Just vote.
Okay. Yeah. Again, every day you can do from now to July 13th, right? So end of July, last day.
July,
just
10
days, right?
Yes, 10 days.
Okay, good. Yeah, and then probably August 1st, they will probably say who wins that competition, right?
Well, no. So now this is actually just narrowing it down to the top. I can't remember if it's the top 10 or the top 15.
Oh, okay.
And then there'll obviously be another voting process on top of that.
Okay, yeah, I understand. So to eliminate these thousand of people who start doing it and then shrink it to 10, 15 people. Okay.
Right.
Understand. So now all the people out there listening, you know what to do. And now let's jump into the fitness topics and everything. First of all, about your YouTube channel. Your YouTube channel is really blowing up, and I'm so happy for you because nobody deserves it more than you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're really welcome. Because I remember when we started our podcast in February, I'm not sure if it was 5K or 10K subscriber on YouTube, but definitely not more than 10K subscriber. And now you have like 36K subscriber. And I remember even when almost 2 years ago or 2 years ago when we first had contact on Instagram, it was just 5K or a little bit lower. So now that's why I'm so happy for you, because your YouTube channel is constantly blowing up.
I love it. I absolutely love making videos. Like that is, that's the highlight of my week when I make those and get to talk to other people. So
yeah, I can definitely feel that. I can definitely feel that. So for all the people out there, of course, check her out on YouTube. She almost puts daily some content, especially in the corona time, the quarantine time. There were also a lot of home workouts and workouts. So let's talk about the workouts you do. What can the people expect, the listener expect on your YouTube channel?
Sure. So certainly I offer different strategies to treat and prevent injuries. And then I also talk about nutrition. That's my undergraduate degree is in nutrition. And so my workouts are, the full workouts that I provide on there are all based on trying to perform as well as possible, but keep the body safe. That's my huge thing, is that I want people to be as active as possible without causing any harm to their bodies. So every exercise that I put on there is safe, and I've tried it certainly on myself, but I've worked with, you know, many patients over the last 16 years in my career to come up with the exercises and the strategies that I've got on there.
Sure, it's a lot of hard work and a lot of clients testing, and then, of course, with the time, you know what to do. And plus, I think you probably have 20-year-plus workout or training experience, so that's always good.
Yes. Yeah, that helps.
That's perfect. And so what exercise you like to do, or what is for you important when you do the exercise? Do you all you like to do all types of exercise, mixing between upper body and lower body? Because I know somebody focusing, some people focus very heavy on the lower body, some people focus very heavy on the upper body. You know, there's always a difference for some people.
This is very true. My preference, and there's a few reasons, but I typically like to do a full body when I work out on my own, and typically what I offer for other people, because number one, our bodies tend to work together in real life, right? Do you ever just do a functional activity in your life that would just be a bicep curl? Very, very rarely do you do that.
Yeah, true.
I think it's important to combine all that together. Number two, it's very much time saving, right? If you try to add everything together. Number three, you get a little bit more calorie burn too, if you really focus on going through the whole body, especially if you're not taking any breaks in between, you know, sets and reps. So that being said, that's my preference, like I said, for myself and for my clients and patients. However, some people do need to focus on a particular area if they have significant, you know, imbalance in a particular area, or if, you know, they're training for a competition or something like that. Sometimes you do need to focus a little bit in on specific areas.
That's very true, yes. And I see it the same like you, because our body is one kinetic chain and everything is together. So we should train the body together. That doesn't mean you always need to do full body workouts. It depends also on your time. So if somebody can train 5 or 6 days a week, they can split it. But it depends also what sports or type of activities they do. For example, people who do other sports besides weightlifting, then they can split it up for 3 days training like I do, because I do 3 times a week martial arts, and then I do 3 times a week weightlifting and strength and conditioning, and then you can split it up. And what I focus a lot, and I saw you do it also, you focus a lot on glute exercise, engaging the hips and to protect your core and your lower back.
Yes, absolutely. Your glutes are responsible, or lack of glutes, I should say, are responsible for a significant percentage of injuries, whether it's back pain, hip pain, even ankle pain and neck pain, believe it or not. Your glutes need to fire in order to, like you said, support your core, support your spine. And in the society that we live in, where we do a lot of sitting or where we do a lot of straight line activity, the glutes just don't get activated very well. And if you've had chronic back pain, the glutes actually shut down. So it's not even necessarily a matter of strength, but it's a matter of that brain and muscle connection. So almost everybody, hands down, needs to work on firing their bums up.
That is so true, 100%. Why I focus on my glute and the lower body area at least certain exercises twice a week. For example, hamstrings, because hamstrings always tend to be weaker than our quads, because when we walk, the load is more on the quads, and the hamstring, the backside, is always a little bit weaker. And glute exercise, I focus on them also a lot. Although I do martial arts, and with all the kicks and jumps and martial artists, when they really train hard and focus on training, most of them, if you ever saw a martial artist, they always have a great and good, well-rounded glute. That's just because of training and all that lower body strength and staying very low, jumping. But however, we still all need to focus on training the butt and engaging the hips and everything.
Well, and you know what? Here's the other thing too, is that even in some martial artists, I have seen some weak glutes because you can use other muscles to help compensate.
That's
And
true.
if
Yeah,
you practice your field and then you sit for another 8 hours during the day, you're really shutting things down. So even though you are doing a great job of using your glute muscles, there are some people that specialize in what you do that just don't because of those reasons.
that is so true, and especially our society with the sitting, that definitely kills a lot. Some people, they say the sitting is the new smoking, and I would definitely agree with that. What do you think
And I'm
about
almost
that?
going to change that a little bit to even say just not moving. So whether you're even standing for a long period of time, right? We all now have those sit to stand desks. Even that can be detrimental because you're placing a significant amount of force on the spine, and then you're just not getting blood flow going. So even just anything stagnant, not moving, is just not great for our bodies.
100%. Yeah, that's why I like to move constantly. And with
Yes.
sitting, there are always different variations of sitting. People can sit in a squat, they can sit on their toes in a split, in a half split, standing also a little bit. And sitting per se is not too bad all the time, I would say. But of course, sitting
Right.
8 hours, 10 hours in a row is definitely very heavy. And I feel that sometimes when it happens to me, my body gets a weird, like, anxiety feeling. It's like my body doesn't like that. I don't know if you know that feeling, but it feels weird when I sit a lot.
Oh no, I do. And you made a really good point though too, that it is okay to sit for a little bit of time. I don't want people to think that no, they can't ever sit again. But
Yeah.
yes, you are very right on that. I get that same kind of like, I just need to move feeling.
Yeah, that is so true. I think it's just when people like to move a lot, they can't sit very long. That's why I can't drive long hours, because my body doesn't accept it. Flights is the same, so that's definitely crazy. So your workouts, especially in the quarantine time, you did a lot of great workouts and very long workouts, also on your YouTube channel. What would you recommend if somebody has just a little bit of time, for example, 15 to 30 minutes? How would you combine the workout?
So 15 to 30 minutes, obviously it depends on whether there's any injuries present, right? Because you can certainly get a great HIIT workout in there if you so choose. I actually think it's very important to have variety in your workout. So you want to have some cardio, you want to have some high intensity stuff as long as you're not injured. You can even do low impact, high intensity stuff, and you want to get some strength training in. So if we're talking about pure strength training, body weight's a really good one, a good option to do if you only have 15 minutes, right? You can easily do some squats, some lunges, some push-ups, some reverse planks, and really get kind of the whole body there. And that usually is the easiest because typically if people only have that amount of time, they're either home or they're traveling. So they don't have access to a lot of equipment. You can add in, you know, some speed work too, right? Where you're doing speed squats and things like that. Obviously the lateral stuff too. Make sure to get some side planks, some side lunges.
I like that a lot because I saw that as well on your YouTube channel. You focus a lot on these side lunges and side glute exercise because a lot of people tend to forget that as well. Always moving in the straight direction, but we can always move left and right. So that's why these lunges and squats are very, very effective. And for the people out there listening on her YouTube channel is a lot of workout and a lot of stuff, a lot of videos who are basically very short. So you can train very good with that. So 10, 15 minutes workouts are there, sometimes even 7 minutes. And then if it's too less, you can always do 2 or 3 rounds. So never forget that. Because a lot of people, they do everything, but it's one set. So if you train a workout for 10 minutes, you're not done. You can do 1 minute break, but then you do another time, maybe even a third time.
Yes. And if you're really limited on time, if you have 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the afternoon, you really can do one set in the morning and one set in the afternoon and still have that be effective. People kind of forget sometimes that if they have to do it all at once, and that's not necessarily the case.
True. Yeah, that's definitely very good. That's why I like to talk with you, because you have so much to tell the people and your knowledge is just incredible.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You definitely deserve it. And last time we talked about sex and sex exercises. We just talked about that a little bit, but I know you, a few of you requested that topic, and that's why I thought we can bring that up a little bit quick.
Sure. So, you know, with pain, with sex, typically what happens is a few different things. Number one, the muscles inside your pelvic floor muscles tend to be overtight. And it's hard to know that because you can't just look at those muscles and go, yeah, I think that looks like there's a knot there. So a lot of times you'll know when those muscles are tight. If you have pain almost initially with penetration or as you start to get deeper, that tends to be that meaning that there's some tightness in those muscles. Number two are actually some hip muscles. So the muscles that rotate the hip in and out also attach to where, at least the deeper ones, attach to where those pelvic floor muscles are, or Kegel muscles as people sometimes know them. So that when those get tight, those actually can cause pain too. And even some of the adductor, the groin muscles are attaching to the pubic bone. So all of those internal and external muscles need to be loose and functioning properly. Very rarely is it a matter of you just need to do Kegels because those muscles are weak. I have seen that actually cause an increase in pain for people.
Because that's what I always heard from a lot of people. They say that, especially, well, YouTube is always a half-dangerous platform. It's definitely great, but it's always a lot of half-knowledge there. And some people are talking about the Kegel exercise, and I know what they mean, but people, a lot of times, they get it wrong. They just want to emphasize that. So when you pee, and they say you can just for a second hold it in, and that's basically the exercise, but obviously you shouldn't do that as an exercise just without peeing, because that's very dangerous. And I saw in some comments some women or even some men, they said, oh, that really destroyed me. So that's dangerous. But I am honestly not really sure about that exercise. I think the other exercise is way better, and especially if you have pelvic control, a strong glute, and if you do a lot of lower back, a lot of lower body exercises like lunges, squats, kettlebell workout, jumping, all that stuff. I think that helps way more. What is your thought on that?
Well, so there's a couple things with that. Your pelvic floor muscles are technically part of your core. So if they are weak, they truly do need to be strengthened in order to support the spine. So I sometimes see when people have back pain and they've worked their glutes and they've worked their abs, if they haven't worked their pelvic floor muscles, if those are weak, then that back pain lingers. But that being said, people that have pain really need to work generally on loosening up the muscles. And I find that doing lunges and doing squat jumps and things like that can aggravate that pain if those muscles don't get loosened up first.
Yeah.
And the only way to really loosen up those muscles is to use really a tool inside, basically a stretching tool, in order to get to those muscles. They're very challenging to get externally. You can do some of the hip stretching, but to really get to the pelvic floor muscles, you need to use something like a dilator in order to stretch those muscles out. So it is really important to make that distinction.
Yeah, definitely. So you would say if somebody has a strong core, strong body in general, and is also flexible, of course, the pain goes away, but also that helps to be better during sex, or especially for the men, they can do it longer. Is that right?
I guess I'm not 100% sure what you're asking. I'm sorry. Can you re-ask that question?
So if somebody has a strong body, especially strong core, but he or she is also flexible, so no stiff hips and stiff adductors, so that helps a lot to A, reduce the pain they have, and B, to being able to do it longer.
Okay, so you know, not necessarily there for that. So you can have strong core, with the exception of your pelvic floor muscles. You can have nice loose hips, but you can have tension in your pelvic floor. And again, if you do, you cannot be doing Kegels to strengthen that until that gets loosened up. Sometimes, you know, people hold tension in their shoulders, but sometimes people actually hold tension in their pelvic floor. And that goes for men too, not just women. So it's hard to say just a generalization for that. You need to do, if you're questioning it, if you really do have pain with sex, you need to get those muscles inside checked out. You just really do. You made a valid point though. You know, generally, like I said, there's also the component of hip tightness and then the weakness in the other muscles of the core that go with it. So if you've got those two components and you're still having pain, then odds are you've got some tightness on the inside.
Yeah, that's very interesting. So would you agree with that? So for 90% of the people, when their body is in control, so they're strong, but they're also not tight. And normally for most people that helps. Of course, there's always a few percentage where it's different, where they really need to check, as you said, what's wrong. But I would say in most cases, and it's almost everything, when they have pain, when their body is strong, when they get rid of the pain, normally they should be okay.
Yes, yes. When the pain is gone, typically, right, whatever the cause is now gone as well.
Yeah, okay. That's very interesting. So for all the people out there listening, if you really want in the details or you have specific questions, then definitely send me the questions. And then we can maybe next time talk about that specific question you have. And so, yeah, to sum it up at the end is, what would you recommend the people now, especially with the quarantine? I know in some states or areas or countries it's a little bit loose, but what would you recommend to them, especially if they still can't train in the gym?
As far as type of exercise to include?
Yeah, exercise, stretching, whatever is there for the body to move.
Sure. So I am a big fan of band work, especially if you don't have any other equipment with you, because it's really easy to throw in a suitcase. You don't need a lot of space at home to be able to do that. So body weight and band workouts work anywhere, everywhere, even outside. That being said, you can always grab some dumbbells too, and be able to get a pretty good workout that way. A lot of times I'll combine band and dumbbells together. And again, you really only need a small space to do some of these things. And that does make a difference.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree with you. I love to train with bands. I love to train with medicine ball. I love to do explosive workout. I know most people are a little bit different than we are, but it's okay. You can also do casual workout, but I'm like this. I just don't like the typical casual workouts a lot of people do. So that's why I always like to mix everything up. And I know with you, it's definitely the same.
Yes, yes. Mixing it up is good. And like you said, the medicine balls, I love medicine balls too. I tend to, when I'm just telling people to get equipment, I usually just go with the dumbbells and the
bands. That's also cool.
Because those tend to be cheaper, you know, especially for people starting out with home stuff.
Yeah. So that's definitely true. Yeah. But if you have a little money, money or a little bit access to tools, you can always upgrade. So there's no
Yes.
hold back on that. That's
That's
always
right.
okay. Yeah. So is there anything else you want to say or promote or any last advice you want to give the people?
I would just say keep working on those butts and keep working on
Yeah,
those abs.
that's definitely true. Yeah.
Yes, that's obviously, we've stressed that this whole time. So I really feel strongly about that. And don't ever give up. There's always an option. There's always an option somewhere for someone to help you.
That's a very powerful statement to close that podcast. I really like what you say. And yeah, everybody out there listening, keep going, keep training, keep focusing on the butt and being strong. Don't forget to vote. You can vote every day. I will definitely put the link in the description and then you can vote every day. I will share it in my Instagram story as well. And yeah, thank you so much for listening out there. And thank you so much for your time. I really, really appreciate that.
Yes, thank you so much again for having me. It's always a joy to talk to you.
You're welcome anytime. So, bye, everybody.